Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear this complete conversation as well as recent shows featuring guests discussing new cases of the troubling cattle mutilation phenomenon, worrisome instances of clandestine CIA torture, and the evidence that the lost city of Atlantis may have really once existed. Check out these programs and many other fascinating episodes waiting for you in the Coast to Coast Archive by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Okay, welcome back to Coast, Josh Turnbull with us. We'll take calls next hour as we talk about these apocalyptic things. Josh, are you scared? I mean, are you packing up your family or anything like that in anticipation of September 23rd?
George, I think it's a question I get a lot. One of the people we feature in the film is a man named Joe Fox. He has a YouTube channel called Viking Preparedness. He's a former Special Forces, a Green Beret. He also worked in the Pentagon, and being with him, we covered the idea of the preppers, the people that are afraid of an apocalyptic event. And that's definitely Joe. He's always prepared, and one thing he always says is, be topped off. He means your supplies, your water, your food, all preparation.
That's right. Absolutely.
I can tell you that I'm definitely topped off.
It's smart to be. It's smart to be. Well, let's get back into some of these ominous moments here. So September 23rd, the alignment is supposed to occur between the planets, the star systems, and that's going to happen, right?
That's the interesting thing about this. There will be an alignment of the sun, the moon, planets, constellations, and stars.
On that day.
On that day, it cannot be questioned. That what people are questioning is, what does it mean? And that's really what we were looking for ourselves.
All right, let's get into the sign. Where do people watch it? How can they view it?
The sign is an Audience Network original documentary, and that means if you're a DirecTV subscriber, an AT&T UVerse subscriber, or a DirecTV Now subscriber, which is our streaming service, you can see it on all of those platforms and on channel 239 and 101. And we're also going to be driving people to our Facebook, where we're going to have exclusive video, and that address is Facebook.com/September23sign.
Now, you had mentioned, okay, something may not happen on the 23rd or the 24th, but
right.
With Revelation, it's a bigger picture, and what are the concerns of so many people that the apocalypse is already underway? And, of course, something may not happen on that date, September 23rd, but we could be right in the window of the apocalypse.
Right. I think, you know, anytime anyone asks me, are we in the apocalypse? Are we in the beginning of the apocalypse? And my question to them is, how do you feel right now? And even from your own show, George, with that announcement that you play in the middle about people are so polarized mm-hmm. about their politics, and that's just one level. Everyone, that you know, you could say in some regard that the country feels divided. That's here at home. The things that are going on with what seem to be a largely race-driven, but also political. We're so polarized here, but that's just here. And if you just back out a little bit and look internationally, the world does seem to be in a moment of perplexity. People don't know what to do about any of these things. Even, you know, every moment of our news is focused on what our president may or may have not done. We have the confusion involved in the Korean scenario. It seems like a movie plot sometimes with, you know, the little Kim dictator threatening to fire a missile.
Oh,
and
my God.
That's
going to be a hot point, no doubt.
Right. And so at some point, we don't even have to tell the audience, hey, look, here's evidence. They just need to look around. And people feel that something is taking place. And that's not even mentioning the bizarre double hurricane that we just had come through. And
maybe George, a third with Jose down there somewhere.
And George, this is just this first Harvey hurricane came through just days after we were with folks at the Great American Eclipse saying this is the beginning of a warning. And it's almost like it can be too much in your face where people just kind of like, no, it has nothing to do with it. But I keep asking myself, what would it take to get people's attention at this point?
Well, you know, we went about 11 years without a major hurricane, and now we're getting blasted every other week.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. As I mentioned, we had Mark Biltz, who's been on your show. Mark himself, you know, he plays a great role in our film, but he was the first person to point out that, you know, these things can be referenced to the Bible, and the Bible has a ton of stuff in it, but specifically, for instance, I think he has mentioned Luke 21:25, and this is a small little scripture, but let me just read to you what it says. And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding for what is coming on the world, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Sometimes this stuff is, people that believe in this stuff are called literalists.
Right. And this is a warning, though, isn't it?
It may be. It may be, George. I mean, in the way these things take place, I remember first being interested in the blood moons. And then it seemed like there was just this big empty gap of time where nothing happened. And, you know, people were saying, oh, something's going to happen, absolutely. And then, you know, what the interesting thing about the blood moons is, without the blood moons, people are not even looking for signs in the heavens, if you will. Do the heavens describe, the movements of the heavens describe things that we should be looking for? And it turned out that I believe Scott Clark is the first person to discover an alignment that was just coming almost 3.5 years later from the first blood moon that almost point by point not only describes these alignments that we've mentioned, but the context of the scripture is the beginning of some cataclysmic event that will then start this tribulation period, which is generally thought of as the apocalypse, culminating in what is the Battle of Armageddon.
Let's talk about Revelation 12, because it's tied into the planetary alignment. And
right.
It's pretty direct, isn't it?
You know, for some people, it just can't be. And personally speaking, and this is You know, I have no personal interest in being right about this. I'm trying to tell a story, so I have to be objective. In the film, we have all kinds of objective voices that oppose the ideas that are put forth in a fair way. But so if you would, I'll read Revelation 12. And in the first two verses, this is what kind of has us focusing on actual star alignments. And it is, Revelation 12, 1, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. And she was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to be delivered. Now that's what we call the first part of the sign. So what in the world can that be? I mean,
yeah, is it subject to interpretation?
So there is traditionally in the Christian eschatology movement, which is the study of prophecy, this idea that this is symbolic. It has always been symbolic and not literal necessarily. And the woman has always been described throughout the Bible as the nation of Israel. And the stars, the 12 stars, are the 12 tribes of Israel. And so up until this point, and even now, this is highly debated. In fact, there's kind of a division going on where folks either believe this as Christians or do not. But that cannot, you can't get past the idea that what's actually happening, and this is Revelation 12, there's an alignment. On September 23rd, there will be an alignment between two constellations. The woman in the heavens, for we're not even sure how long, has always been the Virgin Virgo. On September 23rd.
Which is right in the middle of all this, on the 23rd.
Right. So on the 23rd, and only on the 23rd, and I'll describe why, Virgo will align with the sun at her shoulder. She will be clothed in the sun. This is an idiom to some degree, clothing the Virgin. The Virgin is always to be clothed because she needs to keep her virtue. She will be clothed in the sun. The sun will be at her shoulder. In the classic artwork, it would be at the corner of her garment. The moon will be at her feet. Now, the sun in this position and the moon at her feet, these things take place. This is a seasonal thing that takes place in the fall almost every year. She's described as having 12 stars above her head. Now, the folks that are in opposition to this say there's a million stars in above her head. You just look deep enough, you'll see all of them. But this, what I'm leaning towards, at least in the folks that are presenting, is that they're saying, no, 12 visible stars. And for that, there's the constellation of Leo, which has a primary number of 9 to 15 stars. But the 9 are the brightest and can be seen with the naked eye easily. And that traditional idea of Leo, of 9 stars, you were still missing 3. And that's where the sign becomes interesting. Because on this day, 3 planets, Mercury, Mars, and Venus, align in the lower section of Leo to make 12 dots, 12 stars, above the woman, Virgo's, head. Well, that's fascinating. And the moon is at her feet. Okay. The alignment of planets. Now, I have researched this. The people opposed to this will say, no, it's happened at least 5 times if you go back in history using something like a Stellarium software, which is an open source astronomy software where you can almost scrub it back and forth like a timeline. And that's how trustworthy we know that the stars will be in their place. And this is all because of Kepler's law.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more.
Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.